Grab a seat. How's it going?
Brilliant.
Yeah. Hey, good. We've had this morning's been absolutely crazy, you know. We've had a lot of technical challenges to overcome. Matt broke his guitar string in the middle of the song there. You know, it's not easy to keep going when you break a guitar string. He did very, very well. He's just gone to hide.
He's going to take some time out.
He's just going to lie down in a dark room for a while. But I have this theory that when there's lots of technical challenges and when lots of things go wrong, it means God's really going to meet with his people, okay? So I believe that's been happening during the worship, but I believe it's going to happen now as I share God's word to us. I really feel that as a church and for individuals here as well, God is on the move, that God is doing a new thing. And I think he wants to move in individuals' lives in different areas, see breakthrough in different people's lives in different areas. And I think it's for our church as well. I think it's for beyond the four walls of our church, if you like, too. I think it's for Bedlington. It's for the communities we live in. It's for our families. It's for our friendship groups. I think God is doing a new thing. And what I want to do over the next few weeks is just really speak into that and hopefully call that to life a little bit as well. And I'm going to be drawing on some passages of the Bible, of Scripture, that speak to us as a church family and as individuals about a new thing. So that's kind of what I'm calling this message series. And it's a very loose definition of a message series because basically it's just an opportunity for me to speak about a bunch of Bible passages that I'm really excited about at the moment and that I think God's speaking to me about and he's speaking to us about. And so we're going to start off by looking at Isaiah chapter 61. And if you have a Bible, you can turn there now. If you do not, don't worry. The words will be up on the screen here. I'm just going to read this for us, the whole of Isaiah 61. That's what it says. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to come for all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Strangers will shepherd your flocks, foreigners will work your fields and vineyards, and you will be called priests of the Lord. You will be named ministers of our God. You will feed on the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast. Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion, and instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. In my faithfulness, I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes the sprout come up and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. I believe we're entering a season of the Lord's favor. In verse 2, it talks about the year of the Lord's favor. A time of good news for the poor, a time of restoration for anyone who's brokenhearted, a time of freedom for anybody who is captive, a time of comfort for anyone who mourns, a time for all the incredible things we read about in this passage, a year of the Lord's favor. You know, for the original people who received this book of the Bible, the original audience that the prophet Isaiah was speaking to, the idea of a year of the Lord's favour would be something they were very familiar with. Another name for the year of the Lord's favour was the year of Jubilee. And it was a concept that God gave to his people, he gave to the Israelites in the Old Testament, whereby every 50 years there was a year of Jubilee. A year where the Lord's favour was declared. And during that year, debts were written off. During that